for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of my grandfather's career as a lawyer. Dick, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
My pleasure.
What did you have to do to become a lawyer?
Well, I had to go to undergraduate school first and get a degree. And after that, I had to go to law school for 3 years. And after that, I had to pass the bar, the Texas State Bar. And once I did that, I was licensed to become a lawyer. And I started practicing law with my dad.
What changes in the business have you seen since you've started and now?
Oh, tremendous changes. It's a lot more competitive. The practice of law is a lot more competitive. It's not quite as genteel. People are a little more, let's say, combative. They want to fight more, argue more. It used to be kind of a gentleman's club, and now it's more of a dog fight.
What are your views on that?
I don't like it.
You don't?
No, I like the way it was.
What group of people in the business do you find, like, most hard to work with, the most difficult?
Well, there's some other lawyers that are difficult. And sometimes some of the court personnel that I have to deal with are difficult because a lot of them have been doing their job for so long that they think they're more important than the judge. So that's a couple of things that are more difficult.
What policies in the workplace do you find most difficult to, like, work with, and why?
Well, since most of my time had been practicing law with either my father or a very small group, for a big company or a big law firm, and there weren't many policies. It was just the only things that I would say is we were supposed to do the right things and to represent our clients well and work hard. I'm not sure I answered your question properly, but anyway.
That's okay.
If I didn't, you ask it to me again.
All right. If you had to do it again, would you choose to be a lawyer?
Yes, I would, because at the time that I became a lawyer, I was able to practice law with my father for about 25 years, and that was a wonderful experience. Not every father and son can get along, but my father and I did, and that was a great experience. And I was sad to lose him as a partner.
Our first-year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work?
Well, critical thinking would be trying to determine the best way to, for example, approach a trial. You might have 3 or 4 different options of what you could do, and critical thinking would hopefully be to pick the best method to try the case. That's an example of a trial. So you would try to do the best that you could to get the best result for your client.
Final question. What would you like to add that I haven't already asked?
Well, I think that's a very interesting course that you're taking. It sounds like you have a book that you've read that goes along with it that sounds like I would be interested in reading it. So I don't have any questions. I just think that I have a statement that I think that the course that you're taking is very, very good and very interesting and very helpful, I'm sure, to you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.